Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Time now to talk to New England Patriots defensive back Daron Harmon. Daron, brought to you by your local Anderson Window Dealers and Falmouth Lumber and Bellatet's Building Materials. Good morning, Daron. How are you?
I'm doing good. Yourself, guys?
Good. Great, thank you. There's been a lot of talk today about you know, being happy after a win, because your quarterback seemed kind of sad yesterday. Is a win no matter what, especially if you win on the road?
Yeah, I think everything, you have to take everything in perspective. I think when you're talking about, you know, the greatest quarterback ever, his expectations are at a really high level. I mean, and there's some, you know, wins where you feel really, really good, and there's other wins where you feel good, but you know, you just want to do some things better. And obviously we all know what Tom brings to the table, and he'll be all right. He'll be all right. We're happy to have him as our quarterback. We love him as a teammate, and he'll be fine.
Really, the one game where you guys struggled defensively was the last game out against Baltimore, and then you had to wait 2 weeks to play again. What was that like, having to wait that long?
It was tough. I mean, It was hard to be patient for the opportunity to go out there, you know, and redeem ourselves. Obviously, when we played the Ravens, we didn't do anything that we were coached to do and planned to do. So we just wanted to come out this week and put a much better performance on tape to show people that it's not a fluke. I mean, you can say who we played and what and how we played them, but at the end of the day, we know we have a good defense. We know how good we can be. We just got to be consistent. And that was the key, just being consistent in everything we do with our fundamentals, our communication, our tackling, just literally just being consistent. I think after the, you know, that long drive they had, I think we got back to how we wanted to play defense.
Now, we've heard Brady's frustration about the offensive unit not playing well. You've kind of been in that situation in the past where, you know, the offense has been really good and the defense struggled that time. How does the offensive unit, from your experience, how do they fight through that and tell themselves, okay, we got to change this? What are some of the things that we might have to do to kind of change this and get us back to where we've done in the past?
The first thing is just it all starts in practice. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, going back to, you know, what Coach Belichick always says, you know, game reality is practice execution. And I would be, you know, to sit here and say that the guys are not working hard would be a lie. Everybody comes to work hard each and every day. They put egos aside and do what's best for the team. And obviously, you know, the offensive production is not, you know, where it has been. But at the end of the day, I mean, we're 9-1. And we know with, you know, Tom Brady leading the charge, Josh McDaniels calling the plays, and all the good skill players we got over there, it's going to get going. It's going to get rolling. And when it gets rolling, it's going to be a good time for the entire team.
We're talking to New England Patriots safety Daron Harmon. Daron, one guy who jumped out at me just watching the game sitting on my couch yesterday was Terrence Brooks. You know, he played about 48% of the snaps, but it seemed like he was making big plays all afternoon long.
Without a doubt. I mean, Terrence, he had a big role yesterday for us. I mean, obviously, you know, losing Chung, there's nobody on the team that can just go out there and do what Chung does. But we relied on Terrence in a lot of different situations to kind of fill the role that Chung did, that does for us. And he played exceptionally well, big pass breakups, big hits, tackled well, and played with a lot of energy. And at times, you know, we were feeding off his energy because the type of excitement, the exciting plays that he made, and the plays and the moments that he made the plays in, really, you know, uplifted the defense and was able to keep good energy going throughout the entire game.
Now, yesterday after the game, Stephon Gilmore was talking about how he thought he could rattle Zach Ertz a little bit because he had seen him crying on film. Is that, can you settle this for us? Is that crying, like complaining to the ref, or crying like actual tears?
it's just complaining to the refs. Okay. I mean, if you look at just the way that the league is set up now, I mean, just a lot of the offensive players, I mean, they just, you know, they think everything is a, you know, pass interference. So they're always, you know, the same complete ball. They're looking at the refs. I mean, it's just a game we play in. But Steph did a tremendous job on him, too, when he had a chance. We threw a lot of different bodies at Zach Ertz. We had linebackers, safeties, corners, you know, doubled them, had somebody over top of them. Like, literally, we just try to obviously just switch up the look and just continue to make it hard on Zach Ertz and on Carson Wentz so he couldn't kind of know who was on him and trying to make him go elsewhere.
And now, after the first couple of possessions for the Eagles, they were able to come away with a field goal and a touchdown, and they were moving the ball pretty well. But then you guys completely put the clamps on them, and I think it was at one point you kind of shut them down, and they weren't able to do anything through somewhere through the mid third quarter. What did you guys do differently after that first couple of possessions that made you be able to just completely shut them down?
Well, we were just a lot better on first and second down. I think if you look at that, you know, obviously the first drive, it was a big play, the pass interference. Then, I mean, after that, we did a good job in the red area, stopped them, made them kick three. And then that 95-yard drive, I mean, it was just literally us not being good on first down and second down. They was getting a second and three,
right?
You know, 32, 34, like, you know, conversions that are just, you know, they're a lot easier to pick up than when you're in third and 6 or 7.
Right.
And I think we went to the sideline and Coach Belichick was just telling us, look, guys, like, this is a tough team to play when it's 32 to 34. I was like, we got to be better on first down to get them and get back on track situations, 2nd and 10, 2nd and 8, so that it's harder for them, you know, on third down and get them to 3rd and 6. So I think once we got settled in, did better with the run game and the pass game on first and second down, we just made it, you know, extremely hard for them. Because on third down, we have a group that can rush. They do a good job with the games. And then we have great cover guys in the back end. So when we can kind of get teams to that third and longer area, we usually put ourselves in a good position.
Daron, what did you think of the whole Colin Kaepernick pro day and everything that happened with him on Saturday?
Yeah, obviously, you know, it was a lot of questions going on, you know, was the workout valid? I mean, in all honesty, man, it's just tough to really evaluate the situation because you don't really know what was genuine, what was valid, and was it a real, you know, chance for him to really showcase his abilities? I mean, honestly, did he go about it the right way with canceling? I'm not sure. Would I have done that? Probably not. But, I mean, he hasn't played in 3 years. So, I mean, obviously we'll just continue to just, you know, monitor. I mean, he's a guy that I would love to see back in the league. I mean, because obviously what he stood for and what he did raised a lot of awareness to social injustice, and definitely appreciative of him. And he was a good football player when he was in the league, and I would say he's probably better than a good amount of quarterbacks in the league right now, especially if he can get back to the way that he played.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.